morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
It's big event sale time at Express Ranches in Yukon. Please join us at our 29th annual Big Event Angus Production Sale Friday, August 16th and Saturday, August 17th. Friday's sale begins at 1 p.m. and will feature over 250 fall calving cows and two-year-olds, many with calves at their side by sale day. Saturday the 17th, the Big Event Sale begins at 11 a.m., auctioning off over 300 head of elite Angus, including donor females, spring pairs, bred heifers, open heifers, and more. Among these will be 50 spring-born show prospects that support the Express Ranches Scholarship Program, which has already awarded over $4 million in scholarship money to students throughout the U.S. and Canada. Express Ranches is the largest seed stock producer in the country and has just been named Angus Breeder of the Year for the 9th year in a row. Come see for yourself August 16th and 17th. For more information on the big event sale, including times, directions, and complete sales catalog, visit expressranches.com.
It's been 1 year since China has acknowledged the presence of African swine fever. The Swine Health Information Center monitors international diseases like ASF. They utilize hard data such as the International Organization for Animal Health. SHIC Executive Director Dr. Paul Sundberg says they also monitor soft sources of information, anecdotal feedback from within China. Listen.
The Chinese government has told us that things are under control, and that they are releasing quarantines, releasing areas because they've got ASF under control, and that's one of those hard official sources. The soft sources says that's not really the case, that the virus keeps circulating around the country. There's continued losses. In some provinces, we've heard that there have been up to 70% losses. So we don't have a real good number as far as the whole country goes. But when you add it all up, somewhere between a quarter to a half of the pigs that are in China may be affected and may be gone from this disease.
African swine fever is also moving into other parts of Southeast Asia and Eastern Europe. So what's the U.S. doing to keep this disease out of the country? Here's Executive Director of the Oklahoma Port Council, Roy Lee Lindsay.
Doing a number of things. One is beefing up border security, looking at incoming shipments for smuggled meat, for meat that's brought into the country illegally. Maybe it's not smuggled. Maybe folks that brought a pig's head in their suitcase because they wanted it for some family get-together. Things like that. USDA is working tirelessly to try to make sure to keep those kinds of products out of the country. They're beagle brigades, if you will, where they've got trained dogs that look for nothing more than food in suitcases and in shipments coming in. One way that we work to keep it out. We have for years and years worked with cruise ships, cargo ships, international air flights, whatever. All of the food waste, all of the garbage that comes in from an overseas vessel, an overseas airplane, whatever, goes immediately to an incinerator to make sure we're not bringing disease in that fashion. And then we're preparing for responding to a disease. So working tirelessly to keep the disease out, but at the same time developing plans for how we would respond here in the United States should we ever have a break. And this area, Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, Colorado, has been extremely proactive in bringing industry and then government agency together to talk about how we might go back to resuming movements of animals, how we might get back to business as normal following an outbreak, and how could we do that as quickly as possible.
You got farm news on Ron.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.